Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, in the latter part of it. And what we have being explained in this passage is a new era in biblical history, a new way of the believer relating to or accessing God the Father. And it truly is mind-blowing. So think with me when it comes to how the Bible presents an Old Testament believer's access to God and their prayer life. Most instances we have of prayer in the Old Testament come through some type of representative figure, an Abraham, a Moses, an Aaron, a Joshua, all of which would fall into the categories of a prophet or a priest or a king. All of those were representative roles. They represented the people by means of their position in Israel. Or you have a personal relationship with God that is based on the temple and temple sacrifices. But now we have Jesus, who fulfills all of those representative roles. He is shown to be the prophet, the priest, and the king. Hebrews 3 says that Jesus was the greater Moses. Hebrews chapters 4 and 7 says that Jesus is the better high priest. And Hebrews 12 tells us that Jesus has a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So when Jesus says in John 16, verse 23 and verse 26, in that day, he's referencing a day when a change is made due to his resurrection. In that day, when your sorrow has turned to joy, you will also experience a new way to access God. And that way will be on the basis of my work and my person in my name as your forever representative, since he is forever our prophet, priest, and king. As you pray today, please remember Tracy Miller and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Goni Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.